for a long and healthy life.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the beginning of the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. We're doing a bit of an update on three or four of the companies that we follow right now, and one that there are a lot of questions about certainly is International Tower Hill Mines. Let me give you a little background on that. I visited the ITH property a year ago, August. I was very, very impressed with it. About 2 months later, I went on record on this show as saying I'm going to buy some stock out of the open market. 3 days later, I bought the stock. Very, very happy with that. The stock is down significantly right now, but that doesn't mean that I'm still not happy. At this moment in time, the stock that I have is not for sale, I have to tell you. The news that came out fairly recently that I think a lot of people are concerned about actually has a very, very simple explanation. Jim Comedina, who was the CEO of the company, left the company just recently. And you know what? Rather than Big Al talking about it, I've got Jeff Pontius on the line with me right now. Jeff is one of the co-founders of ITH, on the board of directors, certainly. And I know we can get the story from him. Jeff, exactly what happened there?
Yeah, Al, thanks. Thanks for giving us this opportunity. Jim had been working very hard on the project, and this is a challenging business, from the junior side.
Yes, it is.
He's a great mine builder. He's got a lot of mine building experience, but, the junior sector, really can wear on a person.
Sure.
And, I think Jim really was looking at being able to spend some more time with his family and particularly his wife.
Sure.
And really needed to take a break. And
yeah.
So the board accommodated that. And so the project is the first question we get is, Jesus, is there something wrong with the project? And no, there's not. We've got a great team working on the project, our team in Alaska that you met, Al.
Yep.
Good quality guys churning away, and we're moving the project forward. We've made some big advancements, making some significant improvements when we look at the project overall as far as what's going to be done there, I think. And we're right in the middle of this optimization work that's been going on for about 6 months on, what is the project we want to build. Key is that we put a PEA out about 10 months ago,
mm-hmm.
that outlined a very large project, big capex, $1.7 billion. But this is a big deposit. This is plus 20 million ounces. It's got a lot of different components to it. We're definitely finding out some really good things about this deposit that are going to help us with the development in the future. And we're just looking for that perfect fit for the type, the scale, and more particularly the financial investment required to move this project forward. So, we're having some success on that.
I have to tell you, I guess the correct word would be past tense, but I was very impressed with the project when I was there in August. It's August of last year. It's a huge, huge project. The infrastructure is, I don't want to say totally in, but you've got roads, you've got power, you've got a full-time camp up there right now, and I'm not talking about a couple of tents, I'm talking about a major camp. I also had the opportunity, certainly as you said, I had the opportunity to meet with many of the senior people who are working on Live and Good, which is the name of the project, and I was impressed. Now, the thing that people have to realize in this particular market is that, number one, economic conditions around the world are pretty scary right now. Now is not for the faint of heart if you're invested in the resource sector. Why do I say that? Well, nobody knows how the economy in the U.S. is going to fare in the future. Nobody knows how the economy in Europe is going to fare in the future. We certainly have numerous comments about what really is going on in China right now. So people are a little shell-shocked, and because of that, companies that offer liquidity are oftentimes being sold simply because of various things like margin calls or a desire to be in, you know, currency or what have you. And a lot of really good companies have gotten beaten down in price significantly. My suggestion to our listeners certainly is do your own thinking, do your own research, and don't let emotions get the better of you. You know, Jeff, you've been in this business probably longer than I have. You've been an active investor in this particular industry. And boy, nobody knows better than you and me that you've got to be black and white when you make investment decisions. You cannot be emotional, right?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true, Al. And one thing I really see that attracts me, and I'm a large shareholder of ITH, One thing that really attracts me to it is the call option on gold here. I mean, we look at the economic news you've been talking about, and it's pretty scary. And people, in my opinion, we like to have that ability to have hard currency, real currency, which is gold.
Right.
And if you look at Livengood, it is a tremendous call option on gold. You get about a quarter of an ounce of gold per share of ITH right now, what we've got in our current resource, a measured, indicated, and inferred.
Right.
And that's some real leverage when you look at the price of an ITH share right now. And when we look at wanting to have an exposure to gold, we're talking about many, many multiples, the exposure here with the Livengood project in ITH. So I'm a huge fan of the project.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen for, let's say, the rest of 2012. Now, number one, it's important for people to realize that, yes, the project is in Alaska, but again, by the same token, there's no seasonality in terms of Livengood. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, that's true, and we're right in the middle of the process of collecting some very important information that will help us complete our feasibility study in early 2013. That's a really important document because that is the project that we're going to build or we would like to build.
Yeah.
And that is the document that we'll use to start the permitting process. We are in Alaska. It's got a rigorous permitting process, but well-defined. And it is in the U.S., and that's another rigorous, well-defined process. So it's going to take us a little while to get through that permitting process and get that EIS done. We need to get that project done or proposed to our stakeholders in the region. And so we're focused on getting that work done right now and trying to get that work done within the current financial resources that the company has. So we've looked at really tightening the belt here and going right after the stuff we got to have to get that feasibility study done in the first half of 13.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys aren't exactly strapped for cash right now. It strikes me that you can do everything that you want to do without any further dilution, in the near future.
Yeah, that's true. This is a big project. We have a lot of data to collect, and there may be a need for us to have some additional cash later in the year. But just so we can keep this process moving as fast as we can possibly make it go, so we can enter that permitting cycle and get this this project moving towards bars of gold out the front gate of the mine.
Well, this has certainly got as much potential, I think, as virtually, and I underline the word potential because, I'm not a registered investment advisor and I don't want to go in that direction, but this certainly has as much potential as virtually anything in Alaska. I mean, 20 plus million ounces, in the three categories that you mentioned, those are 43-101 numbers, and they are certainly very, very important. I mean, boy, you talk about something that's got that an asset that's that large, and boy, that's one that that I certainly took a look at before I wrote the check. But I did write the check, as I told everybody. So away we go on that one. Well, Jeff, I certainly wish Jim all the best. Jim is a really good guy. I consider him to be a good friend, and he's a very competent individual. There's no question about that. It's interesting, but you get to be to a certain stage in your life, and family does really have to come first. I know that's certainly where I am, and there's really no way there's no way that Jim should have changed that in any stretch of the imagination. I'm sure he did a great job advancing the project, and I certainly commend him for that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please realize this is not investment advice. I am not a registered investment advisor. I'm a shareholder of International Tower Hill Mines, number one. Number two, the crew are all really good friends of mine. Jeff Pontius, Russell, everybody else, they're all people I consider to be friends. So this is not arm's length. I'm highly prejudiced. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are going to spend a little bit of time today, I should say, updating you on some of the companies in the resource sector that have really, really gone down in price of late. And obviously, one of those companies is American Manganese. Let me give you a little bit of full disclosure here. Big Al is a shareholder of American Manganese. Kathy and I spent about $10,000 on the stock a couple of years ago, and we're not sellers. And the reason we're not sellers is I know the president of the company and the founder of the company, Larry Ray. I've known him for about 30 years, believe it or not. And let me tell you, he's a good guy, and he's a hardworking guy. That's my opinion. That's not investment advice, by the way. That is simply where I'm coming from. American Manganese, if you want more information on it, they are a sponsor on our website, so simply click on the banner. Okay, American Manganese trades under the symbol AMY, so we're going to call it Amy for in this particular conversation, and I do have Larry Ray with me. Amy has fallen in price very dramatically of late. It was trading in the area of 40 to 45 cents, down from 70 cents, and now it's down to 14.5 cents. The reason that that happened, in my opinion, is twofold. Number one, I think there was probably a major hedge fund that came out and sold stock for liquidity, keeping in mind that in this terrible market that we're in right now, liquidity is very important, and hedge funds and other large sellers are going to places where the liquidity is available to basically purchase all the stock that they need to sell. That's point number one. Point number two, Amy came out with a press release last week. It was last Friday specifically, not yesterday, but a week ago Friday, where they were talking about the costs involved in the mine that they were putting in. Larry, what exactly do you have to say about all of this? And, you know, let's not talk about should people be concerned or not. Let's just talk about what the company's doing.
Okay, I guess the first and utmost thing is that the feasibility did come out positive and showed it to be economic. But the big disappointment was that capital costs went through the roof. You know, I mean, even I was floored when I saw those numbers, right? I mean, we were talking close to $100 million back in 2009. You have to remember, this was a PIA, and those numbers were caught together at the very bottom of the market. So as we drilled out the property last year, the resource numbers halved. More resources, but half the grade. So that meant increasing the size of the plant by about a double. And, so you can think, well, okay, a double, you know, that brings it up around 200 million. And, but, you know, if you're not following the inflation that's been going on in the capital market, you'd have to realize that some of this inflation is 150 to 200%. So therefore you end up in the, $470 million range. You know, I mean, hindsight, 2020. I mean, if I had perfect hindsight, I could have anticipated this. But all in all, Al, what it does is gives us a solid number which we could work with. There are ways that we could probably reduce that capital cost and the operating cost by doing some more test work, which we're going to be starting up here very quickly. And with Cometco, so, but at least we have solid numbers when we're talking to steel companies or battery companies or commercial metal companies, in which a dwindling production of EMM is becoming a concern. But now we have actual harder numbers that we can talk with. That, you know, the fact was that the idea was very outdated, and nobody would talk seriously to us with those numbers. So I'm hoping that more people will come to the table now.
Well, it's an interesting point. You know, as one of our listeners, John W., who lives in that area, and this is his opinion, and again, this is not investment advice, but you can read this on our website, and he says the manganese mine, Amy, will open. This is about an hour and a half drive to my west. It's going to use 90% less water than what traditional chemistry would have needed to extract manganese, and that's actually a key reason why no one has mined manganese in the area before. He feels, well, I'm not going to say what he feels because that would sound like investment advice, and it's definitely not. But let me tell you, it is positive. That's his opinion. Now, Having said that, the only thing I can say, I can't tell anybody what to do, but what I can say is, you know, what we're doing. And as I said at the beginning of this particular segment, we're not selling our stock. I mean, why should we? And we're in at significantly higher prices. I purchased our shares at 30 cents. So, you know, we're in there a little bit higher than where we're at right now. But having said that, I think that a point that John W. brought out that is really, really important is that there aren't any other manganese producers of any consequence in the United States. And if, in fact, the American Manganese Project does go into production, and, you know, Larry, I'm going to ask you to comment on that one, but if, in fact, it does go into production, holy smoke, you guys are going to be the only major manganese producer in the country.
Yes, and that includes Canada.
Yeah.
And certainly it's a strategic and critical metal. As a matter of fact, Al, I have been invited to present at the Critical Metals Conference in Washington, D.C. on June the 6th. You know, our concerns, or their concerns, are with, you know, how we assist these companies in the critical metal field, their strategic metal field, or rare earth field, for that matter, where the United States has no production.
Yeah.
And getting their permitting, you know, get it streamlined a little bit so we can get these things into production faster. So there is a concern in these metals. Certainly, you can't make steel without
manganese. Yeah.
And if you want to make real hard steel, it's used in shovel teeth and shovel building the shovels, and you're looking at 12% to 14% manganese. So figure that's what they need in the military, right?
Yeah.
Tanks, those types of conveyances.
Yeah.
I see, you know, that this is the chance for the U.S. to be less dependent on outside sources.
Well, I think it's very important that the United States does get to a point where we're not necessarily dependent on mainland China, for example. You know, with the political gyrations, Larry, that are going on right now, in terms of, and it's really all coming out of the Far East right now. You know, China and Russia supporting, you know, certain segments that the United States isn't supporting. I mean, we don't want to be dependent for an asset as valuable as this on a country that isn't on the same page that we are politically. And I think that that's really an important thing to understand. Now, I want to say one other thing that's very important to understand, and that is what Larry and I just discussed is definitely not investment advice. We have been telling people on this program for the past 10 or 12 years, we are not investment advisors. We are simply discussing what we are doing personally. If you decide that you want more information, if you decide that this is something that you want to look into more, do your own due diligence. Do not depend on anyone other than yourselves when you are making an investment decision. Larry, thanks so much, buddy. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I am chatting with a gentleman who has become a real friend. He is an avid listener on our show. He came up to our booth when we were at the investment conference, California Investment Conference, down in Indian Wells, introduced himself. And you know, he's really a good guy, Mark Payne, as with a C. Mark, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. You know, on this show, we talk an awful lot, as you know, because you're a real avid member of our family. We talk a lot about financial issues, economic issues, but I want to talk on some social things that are very, very important to me, and I know they're very important to all of our listeners. You know, a good example of this is you were at a charity auction on Monday night called Light in Life. There's a charity auction for an organization just in its infancy that is basically purchasing ultrasound equipment for young girls, you know, in the throes of pregnancy, for lack of better terms. Now, I bring this up for one simple reason, Mark, and the reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of people out there who aren't willing to take the bull by the horns. They're not willing to accept responsibility for making, hopefully, positive changes in society. I think that's one of the things that is so absolutely wrong with American society right now. You're rolling up your sleeves, little blonde lady and I roll up our sleeves, and we do things to try to help. Okay, I think that's really important, don't you, buddy?
Yeah, I sure do, Big Al. And this was a really good opportunity to get involved with an educational program. That's something that's really close to me and my faith. Abortion. And abortion, as I mentioned on your blog, and I'm sure a lot of most people hopefully agree that it's a black plague on society because it cuts into the true meaning of life, which life.
Sure.
But life and the liberty of life and the protection of the innocents.
Right.
And the main thing that I loved about this charity auction was that you're getting to the heart of the matter, which is educating people and changing their hearts by education and detailed analysis of physically what a baby looks like in the womb.
Yep.
This is not an inanimate object. This is a human being that needs all our love, light, and support. And I just thought this was a great way to participate and show my support.
Well, I think it's a great way to participate, you know, and I think it's a good example of how positive changes in society have to come from society itself. You know, it's interesting, but people are, you know, we talk a lot in our about the entitlement situation in our society and how the entitlement situation is bankrupting the country, etc. And, you know, I really have to agree with Congressman Ron Paul. I was in Washington, D.C. last week and spent some time with Jeff Dice, my buddy, who is Ron's chief of staff. And, you know, we went out to dinner, Kathy and I and Paula and Jeff, and we're talking about how change has to come from within. We're talking about how people really, really have to get into the habit of, get into the acceptance of helping others as opposed to looking to big government to help other people. That's not the answer. That's just a black hole, and it's a black hole that's going to go nowhere. And whenever I hear about things like you were involved in last Monday, I just, you know, I have to applaud because we don't see enough of that in this country. Don't you agree?
I agree completely. And there comes a time in every person's life where they have to get down and dirty, get their hands dirty,
sure,
and get involved and care. Not just watch on a TV, not be passive, but be very active and involved in these situations. Even if she's going over there and giving people a pat on the back and saying, hey, I believe in you. I believe in what you're doing, and I want to get emotionally and financially involved and behind you 100%.
You know, I made an interesting comment to Congressman Ron Paul. I guess it was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. He was on the show, and we were chatting about some of the changes that he wanted to make in society, you know, certainly from a governmental standpoint. And, you know, and I stopped him when he was talking about people need to help themselves. And I said, well, Congressman, don't you think that in all reality, if we cut entitlements to the bone, for lack of better terms, I mean, there are some people who you got to help, as simple as that. But I said, don't you think if we just cut entitlements to the bone that, you know, you'd have basically rioting in the streets, you know, it would be another Rodney King situation like you guys had down in L.A. all over again, you know, and he just started laughing and he said, Al, you're not very bright. And I said, well, thanks for reminding me, you know, you made my day. and he said, well, don't you have any faith in your fellow man? And I stopped and I thought about it, and I thought, you know, what an interesting point. Mark, what do you think? What do you think people would do if it was up to society to actually care for the less fortunate? Do you think that would work?
Well, let's put it this way. I try to stay generally optimistic about the positive and light side of human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. I would like to think that if times became so stressed and so in demand of concentrating on the positive side of people's character, that they would bring that out, each and every one of them, and say, hey, times are bad. Let's get involved. Let's give each other a hand, and let's group together. What do you call it, like in the Western, well, in the that's probably a good analogy, but in those old Western movies when everybody would circle the wagon.
Right, exactly.
Hey, let's circle the wagons.
Yeah.
Let's help each other. Let's stand in front of each other and say, hey, you're my brother and you're my spiritual brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're my brother in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we need to extend our sense of responsibility into a greater sphere of everybody we come in contact with in life. To answer your question, yes, I would like to think that people under pressure and would say, hey, we need to do something. Let's get more involved and more dedicated to our fellow man.
I agree 1,000%. You know, and I think that human nature being what it is, I think it would eventually evolve into something like that. And I think one of the reasons that society in the United States is so screwed up, and how does that affect, you know, the basic tenet of this program, which is investing, economics, etc.? Well, when you live in a society where you have a very big government that's sucking up as many dollars as our government is sucking up, that's going to affect the quality of life in society. Why not just leave it to people, for God's sakes?
Right. And the other thing is, you know, you can tell a lot about somebody's individual character of what they do when they think nobody is paying attention to them or nobody's looking. The government's acting like an irresponsible person that's doing all this stuff underhandedly when they don't think anybody's looking.
Right.
And the character of the government per se is dramatically dropping, and it's reflected upon their irresponsibility with our money, which should be used for the betterment of our society and our citizenship as a whole.
Yeah.
The United States of America. And they're not doing that. And it's come to the point where, obviously, it looks like they don't even care. Because if they did care, they would be much more involved in working out these problems instead of just delaying them.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that. You know, and the thing that makes me full of trepidation, for lack of better terms, there's an interesting phrase, but the thing that really scares the daylights out of me is one thing a conclusion that I came to when I was back in our nation's capital this a week ago, is that, you know what? There really isn't any difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. It's, you know, people seem to get into power, okay, and all of a sudden, once they're in power, they become the prettiest baby in the nursery, and they believe they can do whatever they want, you know? And what happened to freedom? That's the last question I got for you, man.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. What happened to it? Number one is they're paying attention to their constituents. And number two is it's all based on ego instead of service to the people in which they were elected for in the first place. And it's destroying the country, and we should know better as a people.
I agree 1,000%. There you have it. Hey, listen, you folks listening in, join us on our blog. We're all big one family. As you can see by Mark's example, a bunch of very, very bright people. They make me feel silly sometimes. But you know what? It's a learning experience. Mark, thanks so much, buddy. We're going to be right back.
Thanks.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. You know, it's been an interesting show. We've talked about economics. We've talked about politics. We've talked about some of the companies that we follow that are sponsors on our website. But, you know, this is Memorial Day weekend. And to me, Memorial Day is a very, very important day. The whole weekend is very, very important. And, you know, why am I saying that? Well, I'm saying that because my experience, you know, I'm a child of two immigrants. My dad was Russian. My mom was Greek and Polish. My dad and his family had to run out of Russia in 1917. Bet you can figure out why. My mom and her family were in London on vacation when the revolution broke out. The old story, they never went home, and both families had to start completely over in the United States. Now, having said that, I consequently have a lot of national pride. I have a lot of pride primarily in the United States because I'm a resident here. That's the only reason. Okay, and I have a lot of pride in the people who have given their lives for this country. And I think that we need to acknowledge those folks as often as we can, because the United States wouldn't be what it was without those people. And I have to say, you know, for folks who are listening all over the world, you know, I feel the same way about the men and women who have died in defense of your respective countries. I really do. I'm just, you know, I bring out the United States only because I'm a U.S. citizen, but I have nothing but time and nothing but respect for veterans, you know, of all countries. I really do. And the thing that makes me sad today is in many cases I see the federal governments oftentimes diminishing the role of people who have given their lives for our country. You know, more on that later, but I've got Pete Grandich with me right now, and Peter's very involved with an organization in New York started by a fellow by the name of John Feal, F-E-A-L. It's a feel-good organization, and they basically are attempting to right the wrongs that they believe the federal government has done towards 9/11 first responders, a very, very forgotten group of very important people who saved countless lives. Pete, talk about that, will you?
Well, yes, it's unfortunately been ongoing since the 9/11 attacks. In fact, it won't be too long now where more people will have died from the aftermath of the 9/11 attack and them being first responders
than actually died in the attack. And it is, in my book, the biggest shame in modern history for America that a group of people, heroes, who were encouraged to act, not that they were deterred and suggested that they didn't do what they did and they got sick because of it, but were encouraged by local, state, and federal government and have fought a tremendous battle to even get the minimum of care, watched many of their fellow responders get sick and die. In fact, over 70% of people who responded in New York, whether it was just for a few hours or days, weeks, or months, have now become ill, some greatly ill, and many, of course, have already passed away. So what I asked my readers, with all due respect, first and foremost, to those who served their country and gave the ultimate sacrifice, that we not forget these other heroes around Memorial Day, and the list of those who are passing continue to grow. And I actually put a link to a wall that was created on the Field Foundation website that shows all of these people.
And again, you know, I'm not trying to say that these people are more important than some of the folks who have died, you know, in other actions, you know, relating to attacks on our country. But, you know, that's a group we do need to think about. You know, I had an interesting thought, and my thought was, I already welcomed our, you know, our new listening audience in the Portland, Oregon area on KUIK, but I had an interesting thought that the fellow who owns KUIK is a fellow by the name of Don McCown, and Don is a real, for lack of better terms, he's an American above anything else, and he really loves our country. He really respects our country. And I know that Don is fairly unhappy with the way some of the things are going right now. And I don't want to get into politics right now, but I want to say, you know, Kathy and I, Pete, had an interesting experience when we were down in New Orleans about a year ago. And we were having lunch at a restaurant there, and the gal who was waiting, you know, basically serving tables down there, was a retired U.S. Army staff sergeant. She was in her early 30s. And she had served, I believe it was two tours in Afghanistan. Boy, there's an interesting hornet's nest right now. She served two terms in Afghanistan. And I asked her, I said, you know, the troops that you commanded and the troops that you were a part of, boy, there must have been an awful lot of, for lack of better terms, pride from those people over there doing what they were doing. And she looked at me like I was crazy. And she said, not even close. And she said, my colleagues over there were people who couldn't get jobs, and so they joined the Army. But they really didn't have any interest necessarily in I don't want to say they didn't have any interest in being over there, but she said, you know, they realized that that wasn't our war over there. What are they doing there, et cetera? And that's an interesting question, Pete. I guess I am getting a little political here, but, you know, I was watching the news earlier this week, and it's amazing the negative things that are coming out of Afghanistan and Pakistan that the U.S. is 100% involved in. What the hell are we doing? Why are our kids getting killed over there? Do you get?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring this up. I didn't know you were just a few doors down from me as a retired Army general, and we just had a discussion a couple nights ago that the servicemen, you know, will continue to follow orders, but are greatly questioning. They just don't see any rhyme or reason why we continue to lose so many lives day in and day out there, and for a group that basically seems to have no desire for them to be there in the first place. So, but, you know, one of the things we have to do on Memorial Day is unfortunately get past our political views for the moment and honor. And that's something that's just been lost in society, and that is honor itself.
Right.
But in this case, honor the people who made what clearly is the ultimate sacrifice. You know, as Christians, we're told Jesus said that the ultimate thing we can do is lay the lives down for a friend. And these is what men and women have done for several hundred years of American history. So I think that's what we have to focus on that day. And then when that day passes, we get back to trying to figure out what are we doing in this crazy war over there.
Peter, I agree with what you're saying 1,000%. I really do. I wanted to bring that out only because, and I'm not diminishing the importance of those people. You know, the folks who are serving in the Middle East or what have you, Pete, are a very, very important group of people that we have to honor. We have to. You know, many times they are there not because they want to be, you know, but they're doing the best damn job that they can, and I'm proud of every one of them. You know, it's really interesting how many people forget. You know, I think about the Vietnam veterans, you know, my buddy Bill Edwards, who told me, you know, there were demonstrations when we came back where people were spitting on us, you know, and I'm thinking, my God, that is just, the people who were doing that are just absolutely the scum of the earth, in my opinion. Now, I'm not saying, for example, that Vietnam was right or wrong, but what I'm saying is to denigrate the boys and girls coming home from a situation that they perhaps didn't even want to be in the first place. Boy, you talk about anti-American, Pete. That's the worst of the worst, man.
Well, unfortunately, we haven't seen that, but I will tell you this, and I picked this up from several current servicemen. One of the troubling things that the servicemen and women have at the moment is they're not certain their commander-in-chief's heart is in the battle that they're fighting.
Ain't that
and,
the
you
truth?
Know, I think that's probably the biggest thing that they face is they feel their commander and their country is not behind this, and yet they're giving their lives day in and day out. And I think that's the big struggle for them.
And I think that's the thing that we really, really have to realize. And it, you know, I know that our president doesn't, he's definitely not denigrating the troops. He'd be a fool to do that, regardless of how he feels. And, you know, I don't know how he feels about that. But I have to say, some of the actions that are going on are just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, now, if I'm not mistaken, the Pakistanis are looking for a $5,000 bounty for every truck U.S. truck they allow into their country. You know, the fellow who fingered, for lack of better terms, Osama bin Laden, was tried in Pakistan, yeah, and actually he's sentenced to 30 years in prison for doing that. I mean, come on, these guys are our friends. They're not our friends. We don't need to have our kids getting killed over there. Pete, thank you so much for your input. Listen, everybody out there, thanks for listening. God bless you all. And remember the veterans this weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.